Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. Today I'm joined by Mike Ford, Director of Services and Support for Midokura. Welcome, Mike.
Thank you for having me.
So, Mike, why don't we just get started? We've never had Midokura on the show before. Can you just give us a brief synopsis about the company and how long you've been engaged in the networking arena?
So, Midokura was actually founded right around 2010 with the idea of bringing software-defined networking solution to the OpenStack world. We have founding members from the Amazon Dynamo project, guys that have deep backgrounds in fully distributed systems, not just networking. Our guys didn't actually come from the networking side. They came from distributed systems. And so we built a software-defined networking product for OpenStack to solve some neutron limitations, and we've expanded that into other products.
So what is the reason why SDN capabilities in OpenStack is such a critical element of the solution of that platform?
When OpenStack initially came out, the networking side of things have always been fairly slim when people are trying to go into production. And that's really the use case that we're trying to solve. The various iterations of OpenStack networking, flat networking, DHCP, along with, you know, the Neutron plugins, they have very real limitations in terms of scaling and agility deploying new portions of the OpenStack product. So there's a very real use case to solve there for people who want the alternative to the other cloud orchestration platforms out there in terms of production available networking.
Midokura has obviously been working on this for a number of years. Can you tell us a little bit about the Midonet product?
So Midonet is an SDN solution, so software-defined networking solution that's fully distributed. A lot of other companies out there, they have portions of their product that are distributed, but they still have various single points of failures inside of their product. So our product 100% from the ground up was designed by distributed systems engineers to be fully distributed, infinitely scalable, and to solve all the limitation problems for Neutron.
And tell me a little bit about what those problems were in Neutron that you guys are addressing.
With Neutron as it sits today, you have, as I said earlier, single points of failure. They have this network node concept that can be easily overloaded. They have to offload traffic to extra boxes to get processed for NAT translations and a few other things. And along with the way they use IP tables, it's very system intensive for the hardware that's running the cloud orchestration platforms. And then you go back to that single point of failure, you can't have that in any type of data center environment. You need redundancy at every single piece of the puzzle there. That's the portion that we solve. We remove the components from Neutron that limit the scalability, the bottlenecks around the scalability. We remove the security problems associated with Neutron and replace it with this distributed system with no single point of failure.
That's pretty cool. And what environments are you targeting Midonet for? What type of customer base?
The actual customer base spans a lot of different industries. Our core targets are going to be web scale companies, any of these new technology companies that are coming out that have a public-facing cloud, a private DevOps cloud, which is going to be the majority of even enterprise customers right now.
And when you look at delivering this architecture out to the industry, what has the response been thus far, and where do you see early action from the customer base?
So anybody who deals in terms of OpenStack right now is generally familiar with the limitations around Neutron and the networking portion of that cloud orchestration platform. And so they are all kind of looking around at which SDN vendor to go with, whether that be VMware, PlumGrid, us. You know, there's a lot of different options out there. In terms of the early adopters who are taking the first steps in using SDN platforms, it's generally going to be in the DevOps environment, where they have a little bit of leeway. They're not 100% relying on kind of new technology. But then there's also other early adopters who are trying to play in the same spaces like Amazon Web Services, so public infrastructure as a service providers. These guys are taking the first leaps into this world so they can build their company to compete directly with these larger service provider companies.
Obviously, you're part of the Intel Network Builders program. Can you talk a little bit about the collaboration with Intel and how that's been for you guys?
The collaboration that we're doing with Intel has been really good for us, and we hope for Intel in terms of being beneficial. You know, we have mutual access to engineers and marketing. We have direct trusted relationships with global enterprises with the Intel backing. We love being a part of the Intel ecosystem. It gives us access to a lot of different things for dev testing, developing alongside the Intel VXLAN offloading NIC cards, one thing that we do a lot of to increase performance for the customers. Like Intel, we have customers in every type of industry as well, you know, web scale, enterprise, government, educational institutions, and so on. Working directly with Intel has been a very good thing for us, and we hope for Intel as well.
How do you manage bringing the OpenStack framework to market, and what is the importance of continued involvement with the OpenStack community?
The OpenStack community is moving incredibly fast, and the majority of the people who are using it are going to be kind of open source people. They're looking for an open source solution that doesn't provide lock-in, you know, as some of the other vendors do. And we're able to respond to that, especially since we actually open sourced our platform. We responded to the community's needs trying to replace Neutron. So we took 4 years of our development effort, open sourced it to show the community that we care, that we're leveraging OpenStack, trying to drive it as the number one cloud orchestration platform. So working with them, that gives them a lot of comfortability working with us as an open source vendor as we move forward.
The next OpenStack Summit is coming up in May in Vancouver. Are you guys going to be there?
Absolutely. We actually have multiple talks from our team members with other partners as well in terms of how to do advanced features inside OpenStack using our product, how to leverage the open source community, how to contribute to the open source community. So it's going to be cool. We're definitely trying to be a large part of the OpenStack ecosystem and drive the entire project to the same end goal of being usable in a production environment.
I'll have to catch up with you guys there. I'm looking forward to that show. Mike, just one final question for you today. I'm sure that we've piqued people's interest online about learning more about your solutions. Can you point them to a website to find out more?
Midonet.org, Midonet.org. A lot of great information. You can get up to speed very quickly with Midonet plus OpenStack. We do a lot of education around the OpenStack and how to use that as well. And then for enterprise customers, we have midokura.com, Midokura.com, where they can see the actual enterprise product.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming on the program today. It's been a delight.
Great. Thank you for having me.